I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. This week, he's here to share with us the latest trend in the San Gabriel Valley.
It's this year's new dumpling craze.
I love that there are crazes in dumplings.
Yeah, I mean, before there were, you know, Xiaolongbao, the soup dumplings. Delicious. But so last year.
Okay, what's the new trend?
The new trend is Shenzhenbao.
Shenzhenbao. And what are they?
They come from Shanghai, the same area that had the Xiaolongbao. But they are breadier. They're definitely pan-fried. They also have soup inside of them. And they're the specialty of a Shanghai restaurant whose name I'm completely forgetting. But you can get them at a few good places here, including a place we've talked about already, a number one Shanghai seafood. But also the place we're going to talk about today, which is Emperor Noodle. And Emperor Noodle is the site of more sadly dead noodle shops than almost any place in the San Gabriel Valley. I think I've been to at least six or seven of them. It seems to be next door to a new coffee house called Whatever. Where do you want to go for boba? Whatever.
Next door to Whatever is where we can find these really great dumplings.
Right.
So the wrapper is like thicker.
It's a bready wrapper, and one would assume that they've been baked or steamed or something. They have like a nugget of pork ground with some stuff inside it. There's soup. Usually when you get inferior Shenzhenbao, the soup has been completely absorbed into the fluffy coating, and that's all you get is like wet bread, which is not that appealing.
No, not appealing at all. So it is a kind of soup dumpling.
Right. And there's black sesame seeds on top. And on the bottom, they've been pan-fried rather fiercely. So there's a wonderful, crisp, crunchy exterior to them. And you bite through them and you splash soup on your shirt. And you burn your chin and you get this sort of wonderful soup and meat combination.
Mm. And fry.
And fry.
That sounds really like a great combo.
It's a dumpling you'd be happy to have.
So when you're served these dumplings, do you anoint them with some sort of condiments or sauce?
Sure. As you would expect at a Shanghainese place, there's black vinegar that's poured ceremoniously over a few slivers of fresh ginger. And you can pick up the ginger with your chopstick. You can paint it. You can dip it. You can put a little ginger in your spoon. However you wish to marry the vinegar, the ginger, and the dumpling is probably up to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Emperor Noodle, which is on West Las Tunas Drive in the San Gabriel Valley. Get a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget, all of Jonathan's restaurant recommendations are accessible on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which lives on the Good Food blog.